Proclamation number 5854 of 15th of January, 1954. Acquiring the spiritual kingdom on earth. My kingdom is not of this world, but it can only be acquired in this world. For if you want to become children of God, if you want to be able to take up your Father's inheritance, thus to rule and reign with me in my kingdom, you have to acquire the right in this world. For at first you are my living creations who still have to gain your childship. Earth is not the kingdom which you should take possession of forever, but my kingdom is the spiritual world which is permeated by my light of love, which offers bliss without number and which is your true home. The fact that you have to acquire the right on this earth to eternally inhabit this kingdom of my light is the result of the fact that you once voluntarily left this kingdom of mine, and that it can therefore only be returned to you if you prove yourselves in a test of will. And this test of will has to be passed on earth, in the midst of temptations of all kinds, in the midst of a kingdom which is your task to overcome but which you may never make the aim of all your wishes and endeavors, otherwise you will lose your right to my kingdom again and remain bound by the Lord of this world for a long time, whose creations are all bearers of the spiritual substances which still belong to him. It is his world, although he has no power over any earthly creation. Yet all creations are shells of the spiritual substance which once fell away from me and which I want to enable to become free again in one day into the spiritual kingdom. But you humans on earth should strive for something higher. You should certainly walk through earth as a training station, but with the success of maturity for my kingdom, which will then make you unspeakably happy. As long as you are without realization of your actual earthly task, the earthly world may well be desirable to you, yet again and again you will be reminded that you have a task to fulfill on earth. If you now pay attention, then you will also certainly attain realization, and if you then want to do the right thing, if you want to fulfill the will of the one who gave you life, then you will also strive for my kingdom and overcome the earthly world, for it costs overcoming all your earthly desires. It is a battle you have to wage against yourselves, and my kingdom can only be seized by force. My kingdom is to be acquired, thus something has to be exchanged for it. Something must be given away which belongs to this world. The soul must voluntarily part with it in order to then receive something far more delicious. Spiritual goods which secure its entrance into my kingdom and signify inestimable wealth for the soul. Nevertheless, I do not make too great demands on you, and it is possible for every individual to become an aspirant of my kingdom, which is not of this world. For I help you as soon as you sincerely want to become my children. I help you because I love you and want you all to become blissfully happy, and because only my kingdom can grant you these beatitudes. I help you because I want you to return to your Father's house as my children and, united with me, can now work in bliss. Amen.